Gail Turnwald has been volunteering at Big Sabo Point Lighthouse for about 20 years. One morning, in November of 2003, she went downstairs and noticed the smell of freshly baked bread coming from the kitchen.
And there had been no one here for several days staying in this quarters at all.
The smell was so strong that Gail touched the oven to see if it was still hot, but it wasn't.
You know, I thought of ghosts, and I thought, I'm going to come over and touch that, and I did. But there was nothing. I mean, there was nothing out of place. But it made me wonder.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Big Sabo Point Lighthouse in Ludington turns 150 years old on November 1st. One of the old keepers who tended the light was Henry Vavrina, a cigar smoker who stayed at the light for 10 years. Henry retired in 1965 and later passed away, but some lighthouse volunteers today say he's never left. And they report more than just the smell of fresh-baked bread to back it up.
June and July of 2003, keepers reported smelling cigar smoke during the night several times. None of them smoked, and there was no smoking allowed in the lighthouse.
That's Peter Manting. He's in charge of the Sabo Point's Lighthouse Keepers Association. And he's reading from a collection of haunting experiences reported by volunteers at Big Sabo Point Lighthouse. Volunteers from all over the country come to stay at the lighthouse for usually two-week stints, 5 to 6 people at a time. They do things like help run the lighthouse gift shop and museum. In that museum, there's a lighted display of Henry Vavrina. The display features a mannequin dressed in Henry's old lightkeeper's uniform and a picture of Henry and his wife.
The all 2003 season, the new mannequin Henry exhibit would be on in the morning, and the keepers were sure they had turned it off when closing up the day before. This occurred on and off all season. Other lights would be on that keepers insisted that they had turned off as well. And this happened mostly in the basement and the gift shop.
So Peter, tell me how high we're going here and how many steps.
Okay, we've got 130 steps up. We'll be about 92 feet off the ground at the watchtower when we get there. The lighthouse is 112 feet tall, all told. So we'll get up to the watchtower room, and that's where the light is, and where the keeper would sit during the evening and tend the light. So.
Henry Vavrina climbed these same steps when he was keeping the light, a kerosene lamp. These days, the U.S. Coast Guard operates an automated LED light from the tower. Big Sabo Point is one of the windiest points in Michigan. Once on the deck of the watchtower, it's hard to keep my footing.
Wow. It's just a bit windy.
What's that?
Just a bit windy up here.
Very windy up here today. Yeah. Well, as I said, we're about 92 feet up. Maybe if we walk over here. Maybe not quite as windy over here. On the side of the tower.
Today, winds are blowing at over 29 miles an hour. Strong winds like that would often push ships into shallow waters near the shore where they'd wreck. Between 1855 and 1860, there were 10 wrecks near Big Sabo. That's when it was decided a lighthouse was necessary at the point.
And sailors say if they're coming from the north going south, once they hit Big Sabo Point, it just gets really, really rough. So. And even on calm days, so that's why you see a lot of the ships that they won't kind of go toward the coastline. You'll see them more off in the distance because they want to stay away from the coastline here.
The Lighthouse Museum doesn't normally highlight the ghost stories and other lighthouse legends, but this Saturday you can hear more about them during a haunted lighthouse experience. And if you're not into the ghost stories, you can still celebrate the 150th anniversary of the light with a free tour on Wednesday. November 1st was the day the lighthouse was first lit back in 1867. Visit our website for more information, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.